الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر صدق الله العظيم. Respected ulama ikram, hafaz ikram, brothers and elders, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. It is mentioned about sahaba ikram radiyallahu anhum ajma'een that they would meet one another, they would make salam, and they would ask the other sahabi, kayfa haluk? How is your condition? How are you feeling? And that sahabi would reply with Alhamdulillah. So it is mentioned in the kitabs, in the riwayat of Tabrani, that a sahabi would take the trouble, go all the way, make salam to his fellow Muslim brother, solely for this purpose, that upon asking him his condition, his brother would reply and say, Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once asked a sahabi, after making salam to him, sahabi replied, wa alaykum salam. Then Nabi sallam asked him, kayfa haluk? He says, ahmaduka Allah ilayk. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this is the answer I was waiting for. The very first people who will be called to Jannat on the day of Qiyamah, inna awwala min yud'a ila Jannati yawm al-Qiyamah, الَّذِينَ يَحْمَدُونَ اللَّهَ فِي السَّرَّاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ, are those people, that jama'at, that group who praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in times of happiness and during adversity and calamity. All the time they praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because Allah alone is worthy of all praise. We say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Every type of praise belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first group who will be called towards Jannah on the day of Qiyamah, those people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time they glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi alayhi was sitting one day and somebody came and whispered something to him. He said, Alhamdulillah. After some time, person king comes back, whispers something again to him. He says, Alhamdulillah. So a very close friend of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi asked, Hazrat, I witnessed something very strange. Person came, whispered something, you say Alhamdulillah. After some time he whispers again, you say Alhamdulillah. What was it? He says, the first time he came, he gave me news that my ship that was coming, with all my goods, it sunk. So I lost all my goods. On that, I praised my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah's will. I said Alhamdulillah. But then the news came that your ship is safe, it is somebody else's ship. I said Alhamdulillah. All the time, whatever achievements we have, connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma laka alhamd wa laka shukr. Speaking about Alhamdulillah, when a person sneezes, it is a sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he should say Alhamdulillah. And when he says Alhamdulillah aloud, then those people who are sitting around him and who hear him saying Alhamdulillah, they should respond and they should say, Yarhamukallah. It is his right. It becomes wajib upon those who listen to him to reply to his sneeze when he says, Alhamdulillah. If he does not say, Alhamdulillah, then you don't have to say anything. But the moment the person sneezes, he says, Alhamdulillah, then we are supposed to respond and say, Yarhamukallah. Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullahi alayhi leaves his friend. His friend is going on a journey, boards the ship, makes salam to him, bids him farewell. Ship just about leaving. And his friend happens to sneeze and says, Alhamdulillah. And the ship leaves. Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullahi alayhi was a very great muhaddith. He delayed. And he was a bit hesitant. Then he realized that I supposed to have responded to the sneeze of this person when he said, Alhamdulillah. But now he has left already. Imam Sahib was very perturbed, very worried. It was his right over me. How could I forget this important sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam? So he hires a little boat for 1 dirham, climbs on his boat, sails towards the ship, manages to call this person. When this person comes, he says, Yarhamukallah. And then he leaves. As Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullahi alayhi is leaving, the people on board the ship hear a caller calling out, Inna Abu Dawud ishtara min Allah al-jannata bidirhamin. Imam Abu Dawud rahmatullahi alayhi today has purchased Jannat just in lieu of 1 dirham. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us iman. What a great ni'mat, what a great bounty. How many of us thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this blessing, this ni'mat of iman. Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, after the demise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, remember it was such a musibat, such a calamity on the Sahaba. They were shocked. People like Sayyidina Umar radiallahu could not understand that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left this world. Took out his sword. Anybody says that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left this world, I will kill him. Sayyidina Usman Ghani, after some time, he's sitting very, very quiet. Deep in thoughts. Very absorbed in thoughts. Umar radiallahu ta'ala goes past, makes salam to him. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala is so engrossed in some very heavy worry and concern that he does not hear the salam of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Umar radiallahu ta'ala complains to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Now just look at this, for the sake of salam. You and I treat this very trivial, very petty. What's this? He didn't make salam, so what? It is mentioned, the Sahaba would address the Tabi'in and say, O Tabi'in, verily you commit such things and you are perpetrating such crimes and offenses and you treat them so light, more thinner than a strand of hair, very delicate, very petty, very trivial. Whereas in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, kunna na'udduha min al-mubiqat, we used to treat them from those things that were destructive, that would lead to our ruin and towards Jahannam. So Umar radiallahu anhu goes to Abu Bakr Siddiq, oh Abu Bakr, Usman radiallahu anhu is not responding to my salam. So Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Umar radiallahu anhu, two great senior sahaba, not that they don't know the maqam of Usman Ghani. Usman Ghani was the son-in-law of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such great virtues and blessings are mentioned about Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu. That it is mentioned in the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the angels would be shy of Usman radiallahu ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave 2 of his daughters, after 1 daughter passed away, then a 2nd daughter to Usman radiallahu ta'ala. Usman dhu nurain. The same Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, it is the occasion of the completion of the Qur'an Majeed. Over 1 month with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we completed the Qur'an Majeed in the Taraweeh, salam Allah, accept it. Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala used to recite the Qur'an Majeed so much, that in one night, one sitting, the entire Qur'an Majeed he would recite. His wife, the night when he was assassinated by his enemies, she addressed them, do as you please, kill him or leave him. My Usman has recited the whole Qur'an in 1 rakat. Whole Qur'an in 1 rakat. Our body is pain, legs pain, knees pain. When this Hafiz Nafi is going to finish? We are tired. So Usman radiallahu ta'ala is sitting. Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar go to him. Oh Usman. They make salam. Now he replies, Usman, what is the matter with you? Umar made salam to you. You do not respond. He says, Wallah. Umar did not make salam to me. Umar says, Atika qasam, I came and made salam to you just now. Usman Ghani says, I can't remember anything like this. So Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu realizes that Usman Ghani, some very heavy worry and concern is over him now. He's overwhelmed. And he did not realize that Umar radiallahu anhu had actually come and made salam to him. So he asks Usman Ghani radiallahu anhu, Oh Usman, What's the matter? What is troubling you? He says, Oh Abu Bakr, Oh Khalifa, Oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, Our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has left this world. But we did not ask him, مَا نَجَاتُ هَذَا الْأَمْرِ A person who is engrossed, absorbed in the mundane activities of the world, and he is overpowered by shahwat, his desires, he is deceived by shaitan. What is going to be his condition in the akhirah? What is the thing that can save him? What is the thing that can save him in the hereafter? What can he do that can save him from the fire of Jahannam? Has anybody asked the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this question? Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu says, Oh Usman, I have asked him. Oh Usman, I have asked him. And Usman radiallahu anhu hears this, he jumps up in joy. He says, Oh Abu Bakr, from all the people, it could only have been you who could have asked the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this question. What is the answer? He says, that same kalima, that same iman that he gave to his uncle Abu Talib, and he presented this kalima to his uncle, but his uncle did not recite the kalima. This kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, this iman will save a person from the fire of Jahannam and give him entry into paradise. This is iman we have to make. A lot of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with this iman. Therefore again we say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Respected brothers and elders, indeed 214198 White Crescida Blocking Driveway. Please, brothers, we can't keep on announcing number plates. 214198 White Crescida. Make shukr to insan also. Man lam yashkur innas, lam yashkur illah. That person who has not thanked insan for any favors that man has done to him. Our parents have done so much for us. The ihsan is so much, we can never replace them. Other people in the community, they have done so much for us. We will make shukr. These hufazi kiram recite the Quran in such a beautiful manner throughout our country. May Allah accept every hafiz istilawat and every taraweeh that was recited. May Allah Ta'ala accept it. Our wives, how much of khidmat they make. How do we treat them? What food they prepared for us in the month of Ramadan? They go out of their way. We just demand. Our food must be ready. Iftar must be ready. Don't you know we're going for taraweeh? Come back after taraweeh. The dessert must be ready. And seri time, everything must be ready. My respected brothers and elders, did we ever thank them? Did we ever make dua to them? One person invited one Maulana for a meal. And after this meal, he gave this person a lot of duas. As he was leaving the house, from behind the parda, he thanked the wife of this host. He said, MashaAllah, you cooked very well. And I really enjoyed your food. It was very delicious, very tasty. May Allah give you jazai khair. He gave a lot of duas. And he left. After this, Maulana left. This wife started crying. Husband asked her, what happened to you? The man is praising you, making shukr. He says, 30 years I'm married to you. Not a single day you even thanked me. Not a single day you made shukr. Just one meal and this Maulana is so kind, so nice. What good words he gave me. So this husband felt very bad. 30 years I never learned the sabak. Whole day he was learning. I must thank my wife today. Put a reminder on his cell phone also. He wrote it on the hand also. Chow was very tasty. That evening, mashallah, he came. Had a good meal. Practiced quite a bit. After that, smiled at his wife. Mashallah, you cook so well today. Allah give you jazai khair. She started crying. Now what's the problem? She says, today I didn't cook the food. The neighbor sent the food and now you're thanking the person. Brothers, please make us maaf. I got no niyat of giving a lengthy bayan. But I always remember of one incident in India, mashallah, because Ramadan, so the incident is pertaining to us also. They have a lot of taraweehs that take place. So one person, a bit weak like myself, he thought this masjid here, the hufaz, you know, they very long, taraweeh, they read very slow. So I'll go to one madrasa there, and they perhaps they read very fast and quickly, they read short taraweeh, I'll be finished over quickly. So he goes there, and he said, Allahu Akbar, taraweeh started. And that happened to be the first night taraweeh day, they read 5 paras. So this hazrat was finished. Asked the person, what surah this Maulana is reading? He says, Surah Baqarah. Next day he said, no, the best thing for me is to go out of town a little bit. So he goes out of town, find some one place during Tarawih. So he said, no, this, I think this will be okay. He joins his Isha Salat. After Isha, Tarawih just start. Tell the person next to him, just wait 1 second. As the Imam starts reading, he asks him, what surah is reading? He said, Alam Tara Kaifa, Surah Fil. He said, what Fil means? He said, Fil means elephant. He said, Jazakallah, brother. And he bolted from there. He said, yesterday was Surah Baqarah, was 5 paras. Surah Fil will be even more. Elephant is bigger than a cow. So he left. So inshallah, the bayan won't be long. May Allah Ta'ala help us, give us ikhlas. Really respected brothers and sisters, I have no ikhlas. With your people's du'as, may Allah give us that ikhlas. We are not worthy of sitting here. I know many, or most of you, or all of us, were very disappointed and were so despondent that Hazrat Maulana was not here and he had to go to Stanger. But sometimes Allah tests us, we have to make some sabr, and on sabr we get ajr. So we have to just listen to this banda today. And through your people's sincerity, may Allah Ta'ala accept this, whatever words we are saying, of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, talking about praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again. I said, we have to praise these hufazi kiram. And the Qur'an and Majeed is such a ni'mat. My brothers, really, without any tasannu, I really miss my beloved Ustad, Hazrat Hafiz Sayyid Mu'inuddin Qazi, rahmatullahi alayhi, by whom I did my hifz in the West Street Masjid. I can never ever repay him. May Allah Ta'ala fill his qabr with noor, the effort he made on us, and the du'as he gave us. This silsara, this is sadaqah jariyah, that he taught us. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave us tawfiq of teaching others, and they will continue. The sawab carries on. He gets the sawab, he's ustad, right till Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a very profitable investment, really. This is, we should connect ourselves with the Qur'an and Majeed. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنُ وَعَلَّمَهُ. May Allah make us true servants and khadims of His deen, and khadim of His Qur'an and Hadith. Hazrat Salim, Mawla Abu Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala, is one of those four Sahaba who Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned learned the Qur'an and Majid from him. He was a freed slave of Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala. Once Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, after Isha Salat, she delayed a bit, and she came home a bit late. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that occasion came home before her. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was worried, where's Aisha? Waited. When she came in, he made salam. Oh Aisha, very kindly, you are a bit delayed today, you came late, why? Brothers, if we go home and our wives come a bit late, and we have to ask them, then there's dammal for us. Nowadays you can't ask them anything, because now they're doing a lot of bodybuilding, gym, karate, so we've been in serious trouble. That's just on a light note, khair. So Nabi Sam asked her, what happened? She says, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Salim, the free slave of Hudhayfa radiallahu ta'ala, after Isha Salat, he began reciting the Qur'an in Majid. And the Sahaba gathered around him. And I stood in one corner. And I couldn't leave that majlis. It was so beautiful, the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I waited a little bit longer to hear these Mubarak verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being recited in such a beautiful manner. The Nabi of Allah says, Alhamdulillahi alladhi ja'ala fi ummati mithla hadha. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says, oh Allah, all tarif and all praise due to you. You have made such people in my ummah who recite the Quran in this way. Today we brag, we boast, my son, mashallah, he's achieved this, he has done that. The Nabi of Allah is boasting about his sahabi, that oh Allah, you have made such a sahabi in my ummah. Haritha bin Nu'man radiallahu ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees in a dream. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees in a dream one night that he's in Jannat and he hears a beautiful voice reciting the Qur'an in Majid. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquires, who is this Qari? It is said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is Haritha bin Nu'man radiallahu ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned on this occasion, kadhalikumul birr, kadhalikumul birr. This is on account of Haritha being obedient to his parents. Haritha was very, very obedient to his mother and his father. Especially his father passed away. He made a lot of khidmat for his mother. And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him paradise. And he used to recite the Quran in a very beautiful manner. Haritha bin Nu'man radiallahu ta'ala was that sahabi when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrah to Medina, where the house of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's house, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha's house is. All that belonged to Haritha bin Nu'man. So Haritha bin Nu'man had given many of his homes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so that the wives of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could stay nearby, right next to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Aisha and other wives. All these whom belong to Haritha bin Nu'man radiallahu ta'ala. When Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha got married to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them a little house in Medina, but the only available house at that time was a bit far away from the house of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a very simple house. Brothers, I can't go into the description of that house on some other occasion, inshallah. Nevertheless, after some time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes to Fatima, "Oh Fatima, I am missing you very dearly. Your house is a bit far. How I wish you were more closer." So Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha says, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my beloved father, why don't you speak to Haritha? He's got some other homes. Why don't you speak to him?" Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Oh Fatima, I'm feeling shy now. Haritha has done so much for me. All his other homes, he gave it to me, and I gave the other wives, Azwaji Mutaharat. I'm feeling a bit difficult now to ask Haritha again." But respected brothers and elders, Haritha bin Nu'man gets the message. He gets the news. He comes rushing to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please, I have made up my mind. That house, even though it may be small, where Sayyidina Fatima is staying, I am prepared to go stay there, and she must come stay in my house. That is the house where Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha is today." Or that house where we see in Medina Munawwara when we go. So Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha then went and stayed in that house with Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. So this is Haritha bin Nu'man radiallahu ta'ala. But there are so many incidents. Tufail bin Amr al-Dawsi radiallahu ta'ala. He was a non-Muslim. Before accepting Islam, he was a sha'ir, a poet. Very, very eloquent. Master in poetry, in Arabic. The kuffar, the mushrikeen warned him, "Tufail, you're going to Makkah. Be careful. Don't listen to one word of that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because he has disunited our people. He's broken families apart. And he's a very evil person. And he's a poet, he's a magician." So Tufail bin Amr al-Dawsi says, "Hashawtu fi udhunayya qutnan, khawfan min ay yulamisa sam'i shay'un min qawli Muhammad." I stuff cotton wool in my ears, so that nothing I must hear from whatever Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reciting. But he says, I made tawaf, and as I was making tawaf, I happened to see Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performing salat. Something attracted me towards him. So I came a bit closer, but still I said to myself, I mustn't listen to anything to him. Then as I was busy making tawaf, I said to myself, "Tufail, you're an intelligent person, you're a very eloquent person, you're a sha'ir, you're an adib, you know Arabic well. So what's the matter? Just listen to him, you'll make out whether he's a poet, whether he's a magician or not." So he says, I removed that cotton wool and I went closer and I heard just two surahs that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited, and all of us know these surahs so well, and I think every day we recite this in our nafil salat, Surah Ikhlas and Surah Falaq. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ. Two small surahs. He just hears these two surahs being recited by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My respected brothers and elders, Tufail bin Amr al-Dawsi runs forward. He says, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. He accepts iman just on these two small surahs. This is the power of the Quran in Majid, respected brothers and elders. قُلْ أُوحِيَ إِلَيَّ أَنَّهُ اسْتَمَعَ نَفَرٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ فَقَالُوا إِنَّا سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنٍ عَجَبًا. Allahu Akbar. Jinnat came down, a whole jamaat of jinnat. They said, we can hear. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been informed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Surah Jinn, that a group of jinnat have come and they are listening to your Quran in Majid. And they mentioned that this is a very beautiful recitation. And they listen very attentively in the 26th para. وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنِ. They brought iman in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were attracted by the Qur'an in Majid. Abu Jahl, two other mushrikeen, one night, each one from their own home, not knowing that the other person is doing the same thing, they come crawling towards the house of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because the Nabi of Allah was reciting the Qur'an in Majid in a very beautiful way. And although these people were enemies of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, something pulled them towards the beautiful recitation of the Qur'an in Majid. Brothers and elders, it is mentioned in hadith, فَضْلُ كَلَامِ اللَّهِ عَلَى سَائِرِ الْكَلَامِ كَفَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَلَى خَلْقِهِ. The virtue, the greatness, the superiority of the Quran-i-Majid over any other speech in the world is like Allah's greatness over His makhluk. This is the Quran-i-Majid. Nevertheless, these three people come crawling. And they happen to meet at just outside the house of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, each one looking at the other. Bhai, what are you doing here? Each one asked the same question. Bhai, what are you doing here? Finally, they all confess that we came here because we were being attracted to this voice. Each one takes a promise. Please don't tell the other Quraysh. Don't tell the other leaders. And tomorrow, none of us are going to come again here. Brothers, the next night, all three came again. Three nights they came. But Iman was not written for them. They were heavy. They opposed Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The kufr was shadid. And they did not bring Iman. I mentioned about Tufail bin Amr al-Dawsi radiallahu ta'ala. After he accepted Islam, he goes to his people, the Dawsi tribe, and invites them to Islam. He makes an effort, he gives da'wat the whole day, night, crying. But after some time, he comes back, he says, Ya Rasulallah, besides my parents and Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, nobody else is prepared to listen to me. Kufrun shadid. He says, their hearts are covered. They're not listening. The Nabi of Allah raises his hands. Tufail bin Amr al-Dawsi radiallahu ta'ala says that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raised his hands so high that I could see the beautiful whiteness of his armpit, and the Nabi of Allah raised his hands. And I was so worried. What I went and did and told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now he's going to curse my people. The Nabi of Allah raised his hand. Allahumma hdi dawsan. Allahumma hdi dawsan. Oh Allah, guide the tribe of those. Oh Allah, give them hidayat. Tufail bin Amr goes back, makes an effort, within a short space of time, 80 families embrace Islam. This BMW is still blocking the driveway, please. ND193786, please remove your car. Usayd bin Hudayr radiallahu ta'ala, reciting the Quran Majid. This is in the late part of the night. His son Yahya radiallahu ta'ala is next to him. And Usayd has got his horse tied just nearby. He's reciting Surah Kahf or some other surah in a very beautiful way. And suddenly he sees some light coming down, and the horse became very, very excited. And he began to pick up its feet. So Usayd radiallahu ta'ala grabs his son Yahya. He's scared that the horse must not trample my son. He stops reciting, and this light goes up again, and the horse now is calm again. After some time, again he recites, the same thing happens. Then he stops reciting, and he goes to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam after Fajr, narrates this to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, I was reciting last night, this is what happened. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Oh Usayd, if only you continued reciting the Kalamullah, if you only you continued, these were actually angels coming down. The people of Medina would have witnessed these angels. They had come down because they were enjoying your recitation. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل. Allah Ta'ala says, if we had to reveal this Quran in Majid and send it down upon the mountain would come crumbling into pieces. It was split asunder into pieces, tiny little fragments. Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullahi Marif al-Quran mentions, high afsos. A thing like a mountain, so huge, so mighty, so powerful, solid. If the Quran in Majid had to be revealed on it, it will become into pieces. Man recites it every day and nothing happens to him. He is not moved by the Quran in Majid. He is not affected by the Quran in Majid. My brothers and elders, Sayyidina Usmani Ghani radiallahu ta'ala mentioned, لَوْ طَهُرَتْ قُلُوبُنَا لَمَا شَبِعَتْ مِنْ كَلَامِ اللَّهِ. If only our hearts were pak, if only our hearts were clean, free from malice, greed, enmity, hatred, hasad, kina, bughz, adawat, all the filth, love of the world, and all the filthy spiritual maladies that we have, if only our kalam, if only our hearts were so pure and so clean, we would never become satisfied with the kalam of Allah. We just want to read on and on and on. He said, I can't understand when a person starts reciting the Quran, how he can just close the Quran and say, Bas, I'm tired. My respected brothers and elders, again, there are so many incidents, Abbad bin Bishr radiallahu ta'ala, imagine reciting the Surah Kahf and the enemy throws a spear, he is pierced and he removes that spear, that arrow, and he continues his tilawat until three arrows pierce him, lunges forward, he is full of blood. His companion wakes up, says, why didn't you warn me? Why didn't you wake me up? Look at what happened to you. He says, Wallah, when I started reciting Surah Kahf, Alhamdulillah, alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitab, I just could not terminate the surah. I was so absorbed by the surah. This is Quran. This is Kalamullah. This is our Allah's kitab. We must be so happy. One poet says, as though Allah is saying, he says, in kunta taz'umu hubbi, if you claim that you love me, فَلِمَا هَجَرْتَ كِتَابِي Why then have you abandoned my kitab? أَمَا تَأَمَّلْتَ مَا فِيهِ مِنْ لَدِيدِ خِطَابِي Have you not then pondered over the beautiful khitab and message I have in it? يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانِ يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانِ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ Allah is addressing us. Allah is talking to us. Allah wants us to respond. We have the Quran in Majid. Yet our mind is somewhere else. We're busy fidgeting with something else. Cell phone one hand, writing something else, talking to some other person. Our minds are not there. But let your beloved send a letter, an SMS. You read it not once, twice, 10 times. You'll save it. After some time, read it again and again. This is our condition. My brothers, we have heard so many bayans of before Ramadan, in Ramadan. As I mentioned, I don't want to make it very long again. But really, tonight must be the night in our life that we are now 100% we are going to say no to all those evil habits that we are practicing. Let us take that courage. Wallah, respected brothers, it is no lie, we can do it. Allah loves us and we can take that step forward and we have to do it. This is the time. I mentioned in the past few nights, let us not worry about the next person, family members, wife, husband, daughter, uncle, father-in-law, mother-in-law, cousin, neighbor, what they are going to say. Oh, I can't do it. They're all going to taunt me. They're going to mock at me. When your eyes will close, when Malikul Maut will come to you, when you'll be placed in the darkness of the qabr, and then when they'll ask you the question, are those people going to come to your assistance? Ask this question to yourself. No king in the world. Abdul Malik bin Marwan, when he's passing away, what dua he made? Ya man la yazulu mulkuhu, irham man zala mulkuhu. Oh, that person whose kingdom never becomes destroyed, never disappears, never vanishes. In other words, oh Allah, have mercy now upon that person whose kingdom has come to an end. On the day of Qiyamah, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how are we going to, what answer are we going to give? We are believers, we have got iman. We are in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What sacrifices he made, have you forgotten all that? These sahaba, Allahu Akbar, what sacrifices they made. What sacrifices they made. Bashir bin Aqaba radiallahu ta'ala, that young sahabi. Think, respected brothers, listen to this incident. Let us go back home. This is food for thought. Ponder over this message. Bashir bin Aqaba radiallahu ta'ala had lost his mother. Living with his father in Madinah Munawwara. The call was made. Father goes out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After a few days, little child, masum child, all alone in the gullies of Madina playing. Just now my father is going to come. Just now my father is going to come. When we go for Hajj and you leave our children behind and they say, just now my papa is coming. Just now my daddy is coming. And he's so excited. He's counting the days. Bashir bin Aqaba radiallahu ta'ala, masum little child. He's waiting for his father to come. Like that, the other sahaba's children also. And then the news is there that the sahaba are now returning and they're coming back home. He takes his companions, his other friends, and they all go out of Madina Munawwara. He finds a nice little spot. He sits on the rock and waiting. Just now my father is coming. And as the sahaba come in, all the children run to their fathers. They cling to their fathers. The fathers kiss them, cuddle them. Bashir bin Aqaba looks around, searches for his father. Does not find his father. He sees Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma fa'ala abi? Where's my father? What has happened? Where's my father? What has he done? Why is he not here? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam realized, father became shaheed. How is he going to respond to this masoom child? Nabi of Allah turns around. Bashir bin Aqaba comes the other way. Ya Rasulullah, where's my father? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam begins to cry. Rahmatulil alameen. He said, oh Bashir, your father has become shaheed. And Bashir begins to cry. The Nabi of Allah grabs the child. He says, oh Bashir, shouldn't it make you happy that I will be your father? And say that Aisha your mother?
These are the sacrifices the Masum Sahaba gave. Today we have forgotten the Sahaba Ikram. We can't even recite any stories about the Sahaba to our children. My respected brothers and elders, then we have seen the condition of the youth of this Ummah. Every father is crying, every home is crying. Wallah, not in, only in Natal, in Transvaal, Cape Town, our whole country, the whole Ummah. What is the solution to the youth? Big conferences we'll have. We'll have big, big meetings. What is the solution to the youth problem, this crisis? My brothers, the problem lies with us. Wallah, the problem lies with us. I do not mean to be harsh, but the problem lies with us. We have not showed them true Islam. We have not shown love to our children. Look at the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What kindness, what love, what shafqat, what muhabbat he would give to his masoom children. All children. After he comes back from some journey, the Nabi of Allah would first meet the little children on the road. He would put them on the camel back with him. He would caress them. He would place his Mubarak hands over their faces. He would make dua for barakat for them. It is mentioned in the kitabs. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is performing salah. Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma come. Little children. They jump on the back of their nana. The Nabi of Allah does not wake up from his ruku. He's in sajda. They climb on his back. He does not wake up from sajda. One sahabi asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what has happened? Very long sajda, something happened. He says, I did not want to throw my Hassan Hussein off my back. Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, the adopted daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the daughter of Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala, when she came in the nikah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she brought this daughter from another husband. Not the real daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but the Nabi of Allah would caress her. The Nabi of Allah would put her on his shoulders. The Nabi of Allah would put her on his back. And he would call her with very kind words. In Arabic, we use the diminutive sometimes, the tazghir, to show love. You see, Ya Zuwaynab, oh my little dear Zainab. When Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu became Khalifa, he was going past, one little girl happened to say something loudly. Said Abu Bakr turned around, the shock of his life. What was he saying? She said, Al-an, la tuhlab mana'ihuna. Oh, now, there'll be nobody to milk our goats. Abu Bakr is now Amirul Mu'mineen. Now he'll have no time for us. He used to come to our house. He would milk the goat for us. And then he would give us that milk with his own hands. Amirul Mu'mineen has got a very high maqam and high position. He'll forget us now. Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, my beloved girl, come here. Come here, what did you say? She says, oh Abu Bakr, this is what I said. That now you are Amirul Mu'mineen. You'll forget us. He says, Allah's qasam, I make dua to Allah. Oh Allah, you have made me Amirul Mu'mineen. But don't let me forget the khidmat I was making for the masses and the little children when I should give them the milk. Oh Allah, let me continue this. These were the Sahaba Ikram. Love for their children. Aqra bin Habis radiallahu ta'ala. Once he comes, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happens to place his hands on some children. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kissed those children. Aqra bin Habis radiallahu ta'ala got very, very amazed. Ya Rasulallah, atuqabbiluna as-sibyan? You're actually showing love and affection and you're kissing these children? I never did that in my life. I've got so many children. I never did that once even. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Oh Aqra, man la yarham la yurham. That person who does not show mercy, Allah will not show mercy on him. My brothers and elders, show kindness, love and affection to these masoom children of ours. Love them. Ammar, once a very similar incident takes place with Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu has some little children on his chest. So Ammar standing there frowns a bit. Wait, what are you doing, Umar? Umar makes out, radiallahu anhu, that Ammar is not too happy. He says, Ammar, you've got children? He says, yes. Do you ever play with them? He says, oh Umar, my position is such, when I enter the home, everybody shakes and trembles for me. And everybody is silenced. Umar says, oh, after accepting Iman, Ammar, after accepting Iman, you still don't have mercy, you still don't know how to protect and have love and affection for your kith and kin? This is not the teaching of Islam. My respected brothers and elders, but in the muhabbat for our children, there comes a barrier, a line. There is a limit which we have to understand. Many, many of us, either we show no love to our children, or we show so much of love that we go beyond the limits. And this is the problem. We give them every type of luxury, every type of thing they want. Today, 90% of the youngsters, they've got their own cell phone. Brothers, let us not play ostrich. Really, go and check the cell phone. See what filthy messages are there. Really, if you really want to destroy your child, then give him that cell phone, give him that internet. I always say that incident when the Sahabi came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he cries, he says, Ya Rasulullah, something in time of Jahiliyyah that happened. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, what is it? Tell me. He says, Ya Rasulullah, there was a day when my wife gave birth to a daughter, and at that time we could not stand any woman and any person giving birth to a daughter. We should feel ashamed of ourselves. But this daughter was so beautiful, so beautiful. My wife pleaded to me, please, let her stay. And I had to go on some journey, so I went. I said, okay, you can look after her. And after some time, when I came back and I saw this child of mine so beautiful, I said, no, I can't do anything to her. So I let her stay like that. But after some time, I realized that just now it will be time for her nikah, and she'd have to leave me and go into some other person's nikah and some other family, and it's supposed to be my child, and what benefit she's of me. So let me take her. He takes that little child of his, goes into the jungle, and he begins to dig the hole. That masoom child sees the father toiling in the sun, grabs the spade from her father, and takes the spade. Oh my father, let me assist you. She begins to dig herself. The father is in a state of dilemma. What should I do? He's feeling that pity also. But then, no. What are those people going to tell me back home? You've got a daughter. So terrible, it is disgrace, humiliation for you. So he takes his child after some time, and he pulls her, holds her, and as he is lowering into this cupboard of hers, she realizes what is happening, and she looks at her father, dumbfounded, with a plea on her face. Oh my father, spare my life, please spare my life. He throws her, he covers the sand, he says, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I can still hear the crying of my child. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cried. He became upset. Brothers and elders, let us consider what we are doing. Perhaps we are not doing this to our children, physically taking them and throwing them into a hole. But ponder. Really, what are we doing to our youngsters? We ask, why aren't they coming into the masjid? Why are they playing outside? Why are they running around? Why are firecrackers? Why are they going out? Brothers, because we have left that environment, the deen environment at home, it is not created. The lap of the mother, which is supposed to be a madrasa, the mothers also have found a very more convenient place, and they've got now an internet cafe, and they've got their own internet, and their own websites, and they've got the cell phone, and the rave clubs, and the movies. Go, my child, enjoy yourself. You're still young. When you grow up, then you make tawbah and istighfar. It is too late. When that masoom daughter of yours, when she goes to the rave club on a Saturday night, when she's doped, when she's drugged, when she falls down, when she's raped by other people, and then you cry, my respected brothers and elders, no Taweez in the world can help you, no alim can help you, no doctor can help you, you will cry tears of blood. This is what is happening, it is a reality. Do we have love for our masoom children, or do we hate them? If we love them, we will care for them. A person comes to Umar radiallahu anhu, oh Umar, my son is disobedient to me. Oh Umar, please sort to him, and sort him out. Umar calls the child. Your father is complaining. 1, 2, 3. So many complaints. Why are you disobedient to him? He says, oh Umar, listen to me. Oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, listen to me also. Has the child any rights? Umar radiallahu anhu says, yes. What are the rights? He says, firstly, the father should marry a good woman. In other words, the mother of the child should be a good woman. Secondly, he should get a good name. And thirdly, he should get good dini education. He says, oh Amir al-Mu'mineen, my father has failed miserably in all three. My father has married a slave girl. That happens to be my mother. For a few dirhams he purchased her. She was an ignorant woman. She doesn't know anything about deen and iman. This was my mother. Then my father kept my name Ju'al. Ju'al means something which is ugly. In some kitab it is mentioned, it is some insect that normally is found in the remains of a person on the excreta, on the stool. That is called Ju'al. So my father has given me this name. And my father has not seen to any of my dini, taleem, my education.
Therefore, Umar, can you blame me? Umar radiallahu anhu says, oh father, you have been disobedient to your child. Oh Umar, you have failed in your duty to your child. Umar said, the father, you have been negligent with regards to the duty and the right of your child. Go away from here. My brothers and elders, there are so many other things I would like to share. Time has run out already. I promise you, it won't be long. 1439 years ago approximately, on this night of Laylatul Qadr, my respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed the Qur'an Majid in the cave of Hira. This year is 1426, 13 years before the hijrat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the cave of Hira, and he would go and make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the cave of Hira. That is where the Qur'an Majid came down. It was on the night of Qadr in the month of Ramadan. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was whilst making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, suddenly he saw Noor coming down. It was Jibreel alayhi salatu salam who told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Muhammad, iqra, recite. Nabi said, Ma ana biqarin. He was shocked. Suddenly this happened to him. Jibreel alayhi salatu salam comes to him, presses the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, presses him once, a second time, a third time, presses him very hard, then releases him. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so shocked. He does not know what has happened and what is actually occurring. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now leaves, what must I read? I cannot recite. Ma ana biqareen. Jibreel sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, Iqra bismi rabbika alladhi khalaq. The first five ayats, these are the first five ayats that came down. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves the cave. He's rushing, but he looks back again and he sees this angel, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, who addresses Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he says, Ya Muhammad, ana Jibreel wa anta Rasulullah. I am Jibreel, today you are the messenger of Allah. Once, twice again, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam goes, rushes to his wife, Zammiluni, 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 cover me, oh Khadija, cover me. Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, she covers Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He is shivering when a person gets a, when he's very, very feverish, he's sick, then he wants to be warm. So he's kept in a blanket. And after some time, he tells Khadija radiallahu anha what had happened. She tells him, don't worry. Wallah, la yukhzika Allahu abada. Nabi Sallam said, oh Khadija, my life is going to go away. Something's going to happen to me now. Sayyidina Khadija responded. She says, oh my beloved husband, Allah's qasam, Allah will never disgrace you. Why? إِنَّكَ لَتَصِلُ الرَّحِيمِ وَتَقْرِ الضَّيِّفِ وَتَحْمِلُ الْكَلِّ وَتُعِينُ عَلَى نَوَائِبِ الْحَقِّ. Sayyidina Khadija mentioned the virtues of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the great qualities of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that you assist people, you join ties, you help people, you help the widows, the orphan, you are so loving, you are so caring, Allah will never disgrace you. But never mind, she goes to her cousin Waraqah bin Nawfal. We know the incident. Waraqah bin Nawfal, when he hears the incident, he says, yes, this is the same namus that he is Jibreel who came to the other Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam also. So this is definitely, he is going to be the Nabi, the final Nabi. And then he tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam that your qawm, your people, they are going to remove you from your city. Our mukhrijiyya, whom? Are they going to take me out of my town, my city, my birthplace? No. Waraqah says, yes. Every Nabi in the past, the moment they claim nubuwat, the moment they call the people to Allah, now the same people, their own family members, their own people, their own town people, now became the enemies. Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha supported the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Always she supported him, she cared for him. At times like this, such a momentous occasion, a time when he required her assistance, she was there. At the time of boycott, she was there. Therefore, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when she passed away, Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, and after so many years, when he was married to other wives, and married to Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, who he loved very dearly also, but there were times when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would sacrifice an animal, a goat or a sheep, and then he would skin the animal, he would make parcels, make pieces, and send to all the friends of Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha who were living at the time. And then he would talk about her. So Sayyidina Aisha would say, Ya Rasulullah, she was an old lady, Khadija, very old. Nabi says, yes, qanat wa qanat. Yes, but she had some marvelous qualities also. My brothers and elders, I will terminate now. There's one hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please, I didn't mean to be harsh, but let us ponder tonight. Go back, talk with our wives, our family, love our children, but let us not spoil them. and give them so much of freedom that today we can't even question our children. Wallah, I'm not lying. In the masjid, today's children are such, if they're having a party at home, they warn the parents, please, you go out for a drive and don't come back home before 12. They lock their own parents outside. No child, no parent can even question the child anymore. We are now moving to very, very, very difficult times. It is a hadith mentioned when Jibreel sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, there will be a lot of trials and tribulations that are going to take place. Many, many fitan. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, Famal makhraj? What will be the exit? What will be the savior? What will be the solution? Jibreel sallallahu alayhi wa mentioned, Kitabullah. Hold on to the Quran. One hadith says, hold on to the Quran and the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So beautiful, so beautiful. Brothers, because we are not practicing Muslims, today the non-Muslims, they have got a very terrible picture of Islam. We don't know how to speak, we cheat, we lie, and so many wrongs we are doing. Sahab bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala, he's walking, Sahaba are sitting with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sees Sahab bin Abi Waqqas and he is full of the water of wudu is dripping down his body. He's got his champal on his shoulder. And as he's going past, Nabi Sallam tells the Sahaba, Innahu min al Jannah. This person, he is from Jannat. 3 days this happens. So one Sahabi, Hazrat Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu ta'ala, he says, no, I must go and make a plan and I must see what the Sahabi is doing. So he makes an excuse, I have some problem, my father. For 3 days, please, I need to stay by you because I told him I'm not going to come home. After 3 days, I will see him. So the 3 nights he spends with Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala, he doesn't see any extra ibadah to anything special. So after the 3 days, he tells him the truth. See, I got no problem with my father, but this is what Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned. When you're going past, he said that you are a person from Jannat. I was very curious. I wanted to know what is in you that we don't have. He said, I can't think of anything. Yes. Perhaps in the night, there was no, even the Sahabi says, that when I saw Sahabi Nabi Waqas at night, no tahajjud even. Yes, when he had turned his body whilst he's sleeping from the right to the left, then sometimes he would say, Allah subhanallah, make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sahabi Nabi Waqas, he said, nothing different in my life. Yes, there's only one thing, that I don't have any malice in my heart. I don't have jealousy for any person. My heart is always clean. And perhaps this is the quality that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is referring to, that makes me a person of Jannat. My brothers, let us keep our hearts clean. The Sahaba, when they were questioned by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once, and I promise you, inshallah, we're terminating now, the Sahaba, they were told by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he saw Mus'ab bin Umayr radiallahu anhu going past, the Nabi of Allah cried. He said, oh, this youngster, he sacrificed his dunya for the akhirat. Mus'ab bin Umayr radiallahu anhu had the best of clothing, best of perfumes. When he should walk, you just know that Mus'ab bin Umayr went past his gali. But when he accepted Iman, he sacrificed everything. It is mentioned in the kitabs that when he should fall asleep, his mother should have the food ready by his head. The moment my Mus'ab wakes, I'm going to give him the food. With her own hands, she would feed him. This was his condition. But Mus'ab bin Umayr goes past now with Iman and sacrifice. And now he sacrificed that elegant clothing of his. Nabi Sam cries. Look at the sacrifice of Mus'ab. Then he addresses the Sahaba. He says, tell me, how will be your condition one day when Allah Ta'ala will give you so much and so much and so much? That you'll have one garment in the morning and a new one in the evening. Let us ponder, reflect our condition. One garment in the morning, a new one in the evening. You'll have so much of food, that you just finish one course, the second one is already waiting. Breakfast, lunch, supper, in between, so much. And then he says, that you'll have so much, that you will cover and you will drape your homes with such curtains like how the Kaaba is covered. Today we know not only the windows but the walls are also draped. Sahaba replied, Ya Rasulullah, if this is going to be our condition then, when we'll have so much, then we'll be in a better position than we are today. Why? He says, then natafarrakh lil ibadah wa nukfal ma'una. Then we won't have to worry about the dunya because Allah will give us so much. Then we can spend all our time in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. You and I'll have another shop, another factory, another car, another this, another investment, and it goes on and on and on. This is what the Sahaba said. If we had so much, then we won't have to worry, because then we'll spend all our time in the ibadat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. The Nabi of Allah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam replies, he says, no, my Sahaba, you are in a better position today than then. Now, perhaps you don't have so much, but you are in a better position than being in that time when you have so much of riches, so much of wealth, and so much of splendor, and so much of food, and so much of ni'mats. But then you won't be making the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will not be making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You'll be leading a life of ghaflat. My brothers and elders, 27 night again. It is an odd night. Allah alone knows best whether tonight is Laylatul Qadr or not. We all hope, we all have the desire that 27 night must be Laylatul Qadr. Perhaps it was the 21st, could have been the 23rd, or the 25th, can even be the 29th. Allah knows best. It is a very cool night, very serene night again tonight. Whether it is Laylatul Qadr or not, but we must make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Allah bless all of us with Laylatul Qadr. And again, these nights are for us to cry. To cry. The reason why I gave a talk, perhaps some person sitting here with ikhlas, some words may just cause some change in his life. And he can assist me on the day of Qiyamah. And so many others also. Sayyidina Ali was told by Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, لَأَيْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ حُمُرِ النَّعَامِ. Oh Ali, if Allah guides through you, just one person gets hidayat, it is better for you than possessing red camels. So these are the days of crying. Sayyidina Umar used to say that sit, جَالِسُ التَّوَّابِينَ, sit by those people who are making tawbah istighfar. Why? Because their hearts are very soft. Their hearts are tender. They are going to shed tears. They are going to cry. This is what Allah Ta'ala wants tonight. Allah wants to see that gunegar person like myself, drenching gunas, disobeying Allah Ta'ala, always violating Allah Ta'ala's ahkam. Allah wants people like us to raise his hands and cry and knock on the door of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Wallah, my brothers, I take a qasam in Allah. Every one of you, without a shadow of doubt, as long as the person does not make shirk, then Allah is prepared to forgive everyone. And you can become just the wali of Allah, and you can become the habib of Allah. At-ta'ibu habibullah. That person who repents becomes the beloved of Allah. Allah wants that the crying. Allah wants us to turn to him. Allah loves that. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ. Therefore, let us not become despondent. Don't lose hope. Wallah, Allah wants to forgive us. Allah is going to forgive us. And tonight is going to be the night which is we going to record in history where we change our life. Malik bin Dinar became Malik bin Dinar. And Ibrahim bin Adham became Ibrahim bin Adham. And so many other people, Fudayl bin Ayaz, Akbar Kurdi, and Bishr Hafi, what life they led before. I cannot explain all that, but they became true walis of Allah when they shed those tears, when they cried before Allah, and they took a firm promise to Allah. Oh my Allah, I'm changing my life now. I shun all that evil. I make tawbah and istighfar. I'm nadim. I'm feeling ashamed of how I could lead such a terrible life. Oh Allah, you help me, and now you assist me. Inshallah, we'll make dua, inshallah. Because I know you're very tired, please sit comfortably. This is our chance. If we want to be successful, we want to be winners, then there's a chance Allah Ta'ala is giving us. This little qurbani we will make, I'm tired, but this is what Allah Ta'ala wants from us. I mentioned to you the Sahaba Ikram's lives. We're not going to go back into all those incidents. A little bit of effort, and inshallah you see how Allah Ta'ala's mercy will come upon us, inshallah. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا مالك يا كريم يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله اللهم أنت حق من ذكر وأحق من عبد وأنصر من ابتغي وأرأف من ملك وأجود من سئل وأوسع من أعطى أنت الملك لا شريك لك والفرد لا ند لك كل شيء هالك إلا وجهك لن تطاع إلا بإذنك ولن تعصى إلا بعلمك تطاع فتشكر وتعصى فتغفر أقرب شهيد وأدنى حفيظ حلت دون النفوس وأخذت بالنواصي وكتبت الآثار ونسخت الآجال القلوب لك مفضية والسر عندك علانية الحلال ما أحللت والحرام ما حرمت والدين ما شرعت والأمر ما قضيت الخلق خلقك والعبد عبدك الخلق خلقك والعبد عبدك وأنت الله الرؤوف الرحيم نسألك بنور وجهك الذي أشرقت له السماوات والأرض وبكل حق هو لك وبحق السائلين عليك أن تقيلنا في هذه الغداة وفي هذه العشية وأن تجيرنا من النار بقدرتك اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت لا إله إلا أنت ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله أصلح لنا شأننا كله أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين اللهم اغفر لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم تجاوز أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم ارحم أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم انصر واحفظ أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من جميع البليات والآفات والعاهات اللهم احرسنا بعينك التي لا تنام واكلفنا برقك الذي لا يرام اللهم احفظنا من بين أيدينا ومن خلفنا وعن أيماننا وعن شمائلنا ومن فوقنا ومن تحتنا ومن كل جانب يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم يا مالك يا كريم يا مغني يا صمد يا الله يا الله يا so beautiful الله يا الله يا most loving الله يا most caring الله يا الله you got such beautiful qualities يا الله such beautiful names يا الله Allah, you have got such beautiful asma, such beautiful names, such beautiful sifat. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we can go on and chanting your beautiful names and hymning your praises. Ya Maliki Kareem, we have gathered here today on this Mubarak night of 27th night of Ramadan. The whole year we waited for this night. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Nadim hai, hum sharminda hai, tu maa farma, Ya Allah, darguzar farma, tu sabko bakhsh de, Ya Allah, sabko bakhsh de, kisi ko mahroom mat kijiye, Ya Allah, don't make anybody mahroom, Ya Allah, sabko bakhsh de, Ya Allah, maafi chahta hai, maafi chahte hai hum, Ya Allah, hum nadim hai, iqrari mujrim hai, Ya Allah, we confess, Ya Allah, all the sins we perpetrated, Ya Allah, all the sins we committed, Ya Allah, major sins, Ya Allah, minor sins, Ya Allah, in the darkness of the night, Ya Allah, in broad daylight, Ya Allah, what filthy gunas we committed, Ya Allah, with our eyes, with our ears, with our nose, our tongues, our brains, our mind, our limbs, our hands, our feet, we walked to haram, we ate haram, we thought of haram, we indulged in haram, in zina, in chori, in theft, in lying, slandering, ghibat, hasad, kina, booze, adawat, eh malik, eh kareem, ya Allah, ya wasi al maghfira, ya Allah, if today you're not going to forgive us, when will you forgive us? Ya Allah, we have come here with umid, ya Allah, we have come with umid, ya Allah, with umid, ya Allah, and ya Allah, tamanna lekarayam, ya Allah, every person who is sitting here, ya Allah, he's come with a desire, he's got some hope, that is Allah is going to forgive him, eh malik, eh kareem, ya sattar, ya Allah, you have been so kind, you have not revealed our faults to the people, every person's sin you have concealed, eh malik e kareem, just as you concealed our sins, now wipe it out, ya Allah, wipe it out, ya Allah, for obliterate our sins, ya Allah, wipe them out completely, eh malik e kareem, give us a clean, pure heart, ya Allah, qalbun naqi, attaqi, ya Allah, give us a tahir, paak heart, ya Allah, fill our hearts with the noor, ya Allah, with the noor of iman, ya Allah, noor of the Quran e Majeed, ya Allah, Ya Malik Kareem, we have recited the Quran-e-Majeed in your Tarawih Salah, Ya Allah, throughout your Alam, Ya Allah,
throughout the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in masajid, in madaris, at homes, in garages, Ya Allah. Small, small places, Ya Allah, especially in this country, Ya Allah. Throughout the world, Haramain Sharifin, Masjid Al-Aqsa, and so many other places. Eh, Malik-e Kareem, Ya Allah, where jo Kalam-e-Majeed, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, for the barakat of tilawat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive every one of us, Ya Allah. Eh, Allah, open your doors, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, darwaza khol de, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, maghfirat ki darwaza khol de, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, khol de, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, please, my Allah, be kind and merciful today. We know we have angered you. We know we have troubled you. Ya Allah, we know, Ya Allah, we are disobedient to you, Ya Allah. You warned us so many times, but we showed no care, no concern. We had a different attitude, Ya Allah. We turned our backs to you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we realized, Ya Allah, we got hurt. We fell down. Ya Allah, we've got no other place to turn. There's no other exit for us. There is no other Allah but you. La ilaha illa anta. Eh, Malik-e Kareem, tu bata, hum kaha jaye? Hum kaha jaye? Ya Allah, which other place there is? There is no other Allah for us. Ya Allah, besides us sitting here, you've got beshumar makhluk. You've got so many malaika, that from the time you created them, they're in sajda, some are in ruku, some are in qiyam, some are making ibadat, some are carrying your arsh. Ey Allah, you've got so many other animals, and the birds, and the fish in the sea, and jinnat, and other malaika, and the trees, and the mountains, and the rivers, and the ocean. Ey Allah, you are not in need of us, Ya Allah. You are independent, you don't need any person, you are ghani. Ya Allah, you have said, Ya ayyuhan nas. أنتم الفقراء إلى الله والله هو الغني الحميد. اے مالک کریم, you have given us and you have conferred this title upon us. We are فقير. فقيرك ببابك وبيدك بفنائك صاهرك بفنائك. Ya Allah, these beggars are on you at your door. We are tapping at your door. That child who is disobedient to the mother, Ya Allah, it hurts the mother, pulls the mother's hair, abuses the mother, Ya Allah. But after some time, the child turns back to the mother. The mother comes running forward, clings the child, cuddles the child, kisses the child, places her hand on the child, and tells the child, oh child, I still love you. I have forgiven you. Ya Allah, your rahmat supersedes all other rahmat in the world. Ya Allah, you have mentioned, your Nabi has mentioned, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Ya Allah, a hadith of Qudsi, inna rahmati sabaqat ghadabi, that my rahmat, my sifat of rahmat supersedes my sifat of anger. Ey Ghafur Rahim, Ya Allah, we fear you also. But Ya Allah, we've got umid, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we've got raja in you, Ya Allah. Ey Malik-e Kareem, Ey Allah, you have mentioned in the Qur'an-i Majeed, Udu'uni yastajib lakum. Udu'uni yastajib lakum. Call me, my bandas. I am prepared to answer you. I am prepared to open my doors for you. Ey my bandas, come, I am prepared to give anything you want. Ya Allah, we have learned in the hadith that Ya Allah, you make nuzul and you ask, is there any person seeking tawbah and istighfar? I am prepared to forgive him. Is there any hajat, any need, any desire, any arzu, any umid, anything troubling him, anything worrying him? I am prepared to give him whatever he wants. Ey Malik-e Kareem, Ey Allah, we have gathered here tonight. Ey Allah, Ya Allah, we are not going to leave here. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not send us khali. Do not send our hands empty, Ya Allah. Fill our hands, Ya Allah. With your rahmat, your barakat, anwarat. Ey Allah, we made taraweeh. Accept the taraweeh. We recited the Quran-i Majeed. Accept it, Ya Allah. Hamari ibadat tooti pooti, Ya Allah. It's not befitting your darbar. Ey Allah, Ya Allah, you are free from every aib. You've got no shortcomings. Subhanak. Ya Allah, all praise, glory, everything belongs to you. Ey Allah, we are these faqir sitting here, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the richest person sitting here, the kings, Ya Allah, the lawyers, Ya Allah, the doctors, Ya Allah, teachers, Ya Allah, engineers, Ya Allah, ulama-i kiram, qurra, huffaz, elderly people, businessmen, masoom children, everybody needs you. You are samad, you are bainiyas. Ey Allah, if you turn away, then Ey Allah, shaitan will become happy. Shaitan will become happy. Nafso, shaitan, dono ne milkar, hai kya mujhko taba. Ey Allah, nafs and shaitan has finished us up, Ey Allah. Oh, Ya Allah, we can't even imagine what wrongs we did, Ya Allah. Ey Allah, Ey Allah, every guna we committed from the time we became of age, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you wipe all those gunas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our beards are turning white, our hair is turning white, and still, Ya Allah, this sign, this nadir, this warner is here, showing us every day, your time for your qabr is near, your time for your qabr is closer. Now obey you, Allah. Ya Allah, who is so kind, He's provided food for you, He has given you clothing, He's giving you protection, He gave you shelter, He gave you so many ni'mats. Now come, wake up, home lit talafi, go and prepare yourself for akhirat. But Allah, even this we have not even seen, even this we are ghafil of. Hey Malik, the ummah is so parishan today. We know why we are parishan. Ya Allah, the ummah is very parishan. It is because of our doings, our gunas, and our brothers and sisters, masoom children who suffer in other parts of the world. Hey Allah, we are seeing these signs. The tsunami came, hurricanes came, earthquake came, floods came. Ya Allah, but this has not shaken us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us such ni'mat in this country. Ey Malik-e Kareem, Ya Allah, in this Mubarak night, we are making shukr for all the ni'mat you have given us, Ya Allah. All the ni'mat, Ya Allah. Ey Allah, do not test us in this country. Do not make us go through sabr, Ya Allah. Ey Allah, take us through the road of shukr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we can see the clouds of darkness, Ya Allah. When Yunus alayhi salatu salam's qawm, when they saw the clouds coming, they realized your azab is coming. Immediately they made tawbah and istighfar. Oh Allah, you send those clouds away. You move the darkness away, the floods away. Ey Allah, Ya Allah, remove the clouds of darkness and gloom. Ey Allah, do not test us in this country. Ey Allah, make us beacons of hidayat, Ya Allah. The indigenous people, Ya Allah, and all the other people, Ya Allah, in the country who have not got iman. Ey Allah, make them see us, Ya Allah. Just our faces, Ya Allah. They may just look at our actions, Ya Allah. They may just look at how kind we are, how merciful we are. Ey Allah, it will be enough for them to come into the fold of Islam. Ya Allah, make the entire ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all those who have not accepted iman, make them see the truth of Islam, the true teaching of Islam, that Islam is not a religion of terrorism. Islam does not teach us to kill and hurt innocent masoom people. Islam is a loving religion. Islam is full of peace. Ya Allah, make this message sink into the heart of the enemies. Make them become our friends. Make them accept iman, Ya Allah. Give them hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give hidayat to every ummati of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't make anybody enter Jahannam, Ya Allah. Give all of us Jannah to Firdaus. Ey Malik, Ya Allah, your treasures are full, Ya Allah. We can ask you, our lust is so much. Every person sitting here, he's got such worries, such problems, social problem, financial problem, problems at home with their wives, and wives have got problem with their husbands. Ya Allah, parents have got children, problem with their children. Children are taking drugs, Ya Allah. They've become a burden to the parents. That child is now pulling the mother's hair, abusing the mother, giving her a blue eye. She's making sabr. Oh my beta, I had enough. Please, my beta, stop this. Don't do this anymore. She's being beaten every day because he wants money so he can pop more drugs in his mouth. Ya Allah, they are ruining their lives with their parents. Ya Allah, but that mother is making sabr. You have rahm on that mother. They are crying, Ya Allah. They are embarrassed. They can't even ask us that please make dua for my children because they are embarrassed. Oh Allah, you have forgive us. Abraham, you have rahm. Ya Allah, change the conditions, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, especially in this country, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make our masajid abad, madaris abad, khankas abad. The work of Dawud and Tabligh, Ya Allah, you give it success, Ya Allah. Use us for the khidmat of your deen, Ya Allah. With ikhlas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us ikhlas. Ya Allah, we've got no ikhlas. Ya Allah, we've got no sincerity. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, do not test, do not punish us, Ya Allah. Do not make us have a scissors made of fire that will cut our tongues, that you should preach to the people, but you never had any intention to practice upon it. This is your punishment. Ya Malik, Ya Allah, I'm going to die. Ya Allah, please, my Allah, forgive us. Give all of us ikhlas. Use every person, whether he's a doctor, a teacher, a student, whatever he may be, a businessman, use him for the khidmat of your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us realize today, Ya Allah. Remove that parda from our hearts. Remove that veil. Ya Allah, you are so kind. You are so loving. Your treasures are full. We are asking you from that treasures of yours, which is so wasi, so vast. Ya Allah, we don't know how to ask you. Hame mangna nahi aata hai. Alfaz nahi hai. Ya Allah, dil nahi hai. Ya Allah, our iman has gone so kamzor, so kamzor. Ya Allah, my Nabi cried at the time of Badr, the night before Badr. He cried so much. He cried, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, bi rahmatika nastaghiith. He cried so much. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu went rushing to my Nabi. And he said, oh, Ya Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stop now. It is enough. Ya Ya Rasulullah, if you're going to carry like this, you will lose your life. My Nabi made dua, Ya Allah, if you destroy us today on this battlefield, you won't be worshipped anymore. Ya Allah, my Nabi is asking for his ummat. Allahumma ummati, wallah my ummat. In sajda, the sahabi says, I went close to my Nabi, I could hear the sound of a boiling kettle. Azizul, ka azizil mirjal. My Nabi was crying for his ummat. My Nabi cried for his ummat. He cried for his ummat. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala says, my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's feet should become swollen. His feet would become swollen. Why? Because he was crying for his ummat. My Nabi was in sajda and they placed camel intestine on his back. They put the embryo of the camel on his back. Blood on the back of the Nabi of Allah. And he cried in sajda. He said, Subhana Rabbi al-Ala. Subhana Rabbi al-Ala. Ya Allah. My Nabi made so much of sacrifices. In Taif, they pelted him with stones. Ya Allah. They chased my Nabi. He ran out of the town with his feet clogged with blood. But oh Allah, he did not curse the people. He did not curse the people of Taif. My Nabi was rahmatul alameen. You send malaika down to topple that city of Taif, to crush them between the two mountains. My Nabi said, no, oh Allah, if they don't bring iman, the progeny will bring iman. Ya Allah, through the barakat of that, we have got iman today. Ya Allah, strengthen our iman. Strengthen our iman. Make us realize what a valuable gift of iman we have in our possession. Ya Allah, my Nabi used to cry, that the ummah must not go and burn in the fire of Jahannam. Ya Allah. Today we forgot the sacrifices of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tomorrow on the plains of Qiyamah, when my Sahaba, Allahu Akbar, they will stand in the line, when they will embrace Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would smile and he would look at the Sahaba with wounds and blood coming out of the body and sajda marks they will have on the face and of so much of effort and so much of ibadat and so much of khidmat for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, what can we present before? Oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our faces are darkened with sin, they are blackened with sin, our hearts have become so heavy, they are harder than rock. Ya Allah, your Quran and Majeed, whole month went by, we recited your Kalam and Majeed, but no effect whatsoever, our hearts did not even shake. Ya Allah, we didn't even make up our minds that now we must change our life. Ya Allah, you have given us a spark of Iman. Ya Allah, we appreciate that. Ya Allah, we take a qasam tonight, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we take a qasam, Ya Allah. Every person sitting here, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you know what's in his heart. Ya Allah, every person sitting here, deep down in his heart, he has that urge. He's got the jazba now. That, oh Allah, I am Nadim. Oh my Allah, I've been disloyal to you. Oh Allah, Ya Allah, give you so much of the grief. Oh Allah, I want to change my life. Oh Allah, I regret whatever I committed. And oh my Allah, now you assist me in the future. Ya Allah, look at this, Ya Allah, and shower your mercy upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, our mothers at home. Ya Allah, they have made so many requests, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant all the desires, Ya Allah. There are women who are having so much a problem with their husbands, Ya Allah. So many husbands having problem with their wives. Eh Malik, eh Kareem, the Ummat of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is being touched, Ya Allah, disunited, Ya Allah. There are women, Ya Allah, who are being kicked by the husband, they are being abused by the husband, they've got no person to make shikayat to, because each time she wants to complain to some person, her husband threatens her, he will abuse her more, he will kill her, he will take the children away, he'll marry some other woman. Ya Allah, this woman, she's crying, she's in pain, she's suffering. Make soften the heart of her husband. Make him be a true, understanding husband. May husband make him fulfill her rights and make the woman fulfill the husband's rights. Ya Allah, today the zamana has come when women are abusing their husbands. Ya Allah, something the Sahaba would never understand and imagine that, Ya Allah, a woman abusing her husband, a woman hitting her husband. Ya Allah, the ummah has reached such an ebb, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that our masoom children, our youth, Ya Allah, they have forgotten the Quran, they have forgotten the hadith, some of them. Ufazi kiram, you have blessed them with Quran and Majeed, but they are wasting their lives in the rave clubs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we don't have the himmat of going inside there and removing them. We don't have the capability of going to the rave clubs and remove them. Ya Allah, you assist us, Ya Allah. Assist them. Don't take them near those rave clubs, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, help them. Make them understand that one day they will stand before you. Ya Allah, make them understand. Make them understand. Make them give them a strong iman. Make them true Muslims, Ya Allah. Give us good akhlaq.
صفن و حاض. Give the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey Malik Kareem, give us afiyat. Ey Allah, give us afiyat. Safety, security, peace from all type of dangers, all type of worries. Give us sukoon, give us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, sihat. Ey Allah, we all are asking you tonight, Ya Allah, for good health, Ya Allah. Ey Allah, there are so many people who are suffering such ailments, such diseases. We can't even mention those names. We don't even know those difficult names, Ya Allah. Ey Allah, especially the disease of cancer. Ya Allah, some people are so pareshan. They are in such pain, the intestine, or the shoulders, or the arms, or the lungs, or the legs. Ya Allah, different parts of the body has become cancerous. Ey Allah, Ey Allah, Ey Malik, Ey Kareem, you shifa is in your hand. You are Shafi. Give them complete shifa. Give them complete cure and rid them from this disease, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, nothing is impossible for you. Nothing is impossible. The doctors can fail. But, Ya Allah, you are the doctor of all doctors. You are the king of all kings. Shifa is in your hand. Give them shifa. And don't make any one of us suffer any of those diseases, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whatever the disease, whatever the sicknesses people have got, remove those diseases. Those who have left this world, Ya Allah, grant them maghfirat, Ya Allah. Grant them maghfirat. Our asatizah ikram, our apas who taught us in the madrasa, those apas who taught us in the maktab, alif ba. If it's not for them, Ya Allah, we wouldn't have been sitting here. We wouldn't have been able to recite the Quran and Majid. Ya Allah, we wouldn't have been understand Quran and Hadith. Ya Allah, they left this world. Give them Jannatul Firdos. They were simple people. Ya Allah, they were so simple people. Ya Allah, make the qabr, Ya Allah, a garden of the gardens of Jannat. Do not make it the pit of Jahannam. Ya Allah, grant all the marhumin maghfirat, Ya Allah. Complete maghfirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many instances that we have learned in the Hadith. The times came when you stopped the azab in the qabr for a certain person. Ya Allah, tonight, right in the day of Qiyamah, stop the azab of the qabr, Ya Allah, for all the marhumins. Ya Allah, we are going to ask you. Our list is very tawil, very long, but we are not asking a poor person. We are not asking a needy person. We are asking the king of all kings. Ya Allah, in whose hands all treasures lie. Ya man biyadihi malakutu kulli shay, wa huwa yujir, wa la yujaru alayhi. Ya Allah. Again we ask you, Allah, especially the brothers, Ya Allah, who are sitting in this masjid. Ya Allah, especially them. Especially these brothers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, they have made some sacrifice. They have come with husn ezan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. And all our other brothers in all the masajid throughout the world, Ya Allah. All our sisters at home and our brothers if they are at home, whoever they may be. Ya Allah, whatever sin they have committed, Ya Allah, forgive all of us, Ya Allah. And especially those who are here, Ya Allah. And especially those who requested, Ya Allah. We can't remember all the requests. So many people say, please remember me in your dua. Please remember me in your dua. All those people, Ya Allah, the elderly people, old people, Ya Allah, when they phone, they give us encouragement. They make dua. They said, please make dua. Allah does not make us muhtaj on any person. Ya Allah, we don't know what they're going through, Ya Allah. Today our grandparents, our elderly parents, Ya Allah, we have dumped them in the old age home. Ya Allah, we don't care. Ya Allah, what is going to happen to us, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, what is going to be our condition? Already our youngsters are disobeying us. Ya Allah, forgive them. Give them taqat. Give them strength. Make them die with iman. Give them an easy mode. Save all of us from sakrat, Ya Allah. When we leave this world, Ya Allah, make us leave this world. Well, with the kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us a ziyarat of Haramain Sharifain. Make it possible for us to make Hajj and Umrah, Ya Allah. Especially Hajj, Ya Allah. Those who have not gone for Hajjs yet. Ya Allah, you give them the means. Create the means for them. Make it be easy for them, Ya Allah. And Ya Allah, you take them for Hajj, Ya Allah. This year, the agent may see that the Hajj packages are all sold out. Ey Malik Kareem, if the Labbaik is written, this person will become a Haji. You take him. Take her, make it easy. Ya Allah, grant them the ziyarat of Haramain Sharifain of Makkatul Mukarrama, Madina Munawwara. Ya Allah, take us also again and again. Ya Allah, we'd love to be in those places, especially Madina Munawwara. Ya Allah, you know what is in our heart. Ya Allah, we can't express it, Ya Allah, properly, Ya Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, Ya Allah, give us that opportunity again and again to stand before Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, before the Ramzan Mubarak, Ya Allah. And greet our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Give us a place in Medina to stay. Make us be amongst the people of Medina. Give us khatam of iman. Make us die in Medina. Ya Allah, make us die in Medina. Ya Allah, tu qabool farma aaj, Ya Allah.
Allah, yeh dua qabool farma dijiye Allah. Because they in Madina with afiyat, with salamati, with iman, with taqwa, on haqq, ya Allah. Because die with iman, be buried in Jannatul Baqi, near the sahabah ikram. And because be raised in the day of qiyamah, with my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Umar radiyallahu ta'ala, and all other sahaba radiyallahu anhu ajma'in. Ya Allah, we love the sahaba, we love the sahaba, we love your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us be true ashiq of your Rasul. Ya Allah, make us have your love, ya Allah. Allahumma inna nasaluka hubbak, tu amara banja, amitira banadi, ya banadi, ya Allah. Make us yours. You become ours. Make your love be the most in our heart, ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak. Wa hubba man yuhibbuk. Wa hubba amalin yubaliguna hubbak. Nas'aluka ridhaaka wa jannah. Ya Allah, we want your razamandi. Your pleasure. Ya Allah, we are asking you, ya Allah. You be pleased with us. If you are pleased with us, ya Allah, everything becomes ours. Ya Allah, if you are angry with us, if you are displeased with us, if you are naraz with us, ya Allah, we will be doomed. We will go to Jahannam. Shaitan will become happy. We will burn in Jahannam. Forever and ever. Ya Allah, don't even take us near Jahannam. Make us enter Jannat. Bighair hisab kitab. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. يا الله, you are all hearing, you are all seeing, يا الله. Allah, do not make us mahroom. These last few nights are left, يا الله. Grant us maghfirat. Give us tawfiq of making more and more ibadat. يا الله, Ramadan will go away, but you are still here, ya Allah. You are Hayy, you are Qayyum. Ya Allah, you lift us up now, ya Allah. And ya Allah, you embrace us with your love, ya Allah. With your affection, ya Allah. Ya Allah, when we leave tonight, ya Allah. When we stand up from this majlis, ya Allah, make the angel call out, ya Allah, that, oh people, that Allah has forgiven you all completely. Allah has changed your sins into good deeds. Ya Allah, and give us the basharat of Jannatul Firdaus. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين